talks about Iran's nuclear program are set to begin in Geneva tomorrow when six world powers will meet with Iranian negotiators. The big question, is Iran willing to scale back parts of its nuclear program in exchange for an easing of economic sanctions? These are the first negotiations about Iran's nuclear program since President Hassan Rouhani was elected in June, and hopes are high following last month's phone call between Rouhani and President Obama. That was the first conversation between leaders of the two countries in more than 30 years. NPR's international correspondent Peter Kenyon joins us from Geneva now. And Peter, what are the goals here for both sides in these meetings?
Well, Iran's looking for relief from sanctions that have severely damaged the oil sector and left it cut off from most international banking transactions. And the international side, for its part, is seeking some kind of verifiable nuclear program that includes limits on enrichment and inspections, some way of giving assurance that Iran is sincere when it says its nuclear program is entirely peaceful. Now, there are a number of different aspects that play into that word verifiable. But in a nutshell, that's what it amounts to. Iran wants to rejoin the world economy, and the international community wants guarantees that Tehran isn't trying to gain either nuclear weapons or the technology to deliver them.
And it seems as though the reason that we have reached this point is because the sanctions worked. All the analysts are saying that the terrible economic conditions in Iran are what have led Iranians to be willing to have talks with the U.S.
There's a number of ways of looking at that, but it is true that it's a significant change, the willingness in Tehran these days to admit that the international sanctions have hit the economy hard. For years, I've been following the Iranian media, running story after story about how they were persevering and it wasn't changing anything and they were fine. And now the story is that ordinary people are being hurt, but not the government. But the government, being responsive, wants to come forward. Now, as you pointed out, many in the West say the sanctions have worked to the extent that they've brought Iran back to the table with a more serious approach. This, however, sets up kind of a double-edged sword. If Iran now does come forward with a significant proposal, that's still a big if, how quickly can Washington and its allies respond with sanctions relief? President Obama, for instance, can ease some of the U.S. sanctions on his own, but others are tied up in congressional legislation that may be politically difficult to undo.
Well, Peter, what are the sticking points going to be at these meetings in Geneva?
Well, too numerous to cover in depth here, but one key issue will be where Iran gets its nuclear fuel from. That's enriched uranium, of course. Iran enriches to 5% for energy uses now and to 20% for a medical reactor. It's that 20% that really worries proliferation experts because it's closer to weapons grade or 90% enriched uranium. Iran is dropping hints that it may be willing to give up some of its 20% stockpile, might limit what it will enrich in the future. But the West has called for the elimination of most, if not all, of the 20% stockpile and the closing of the underground facility where that uranium is produced. Those points will be difficult to negotiate. Another sticking point, as we've mentioned, will be lifting sanctions. Iran wants that to happen very soon. Washington's loath to lift some of the most effective sanctions until it sees concrete steps that Iran really is embarking on a new, more transparent nuclear program.
Are the core issues then the same that they have been over this process, which has gone on for more than a decade without any resolution? Obviously, there is a new president in Iran now, but is that enough to sort of change the dynamic?
That's the big question, what everyone's hoping that we'll begin to find out here in Geneva. Many analysts will tell you the U.S.-Iran relationship is a series of missed opportunities. About a decade ago, Iran came forward with some fairly dramatic proposals to limit enrichment, increase transparency, much greater latitude for U.N. weapons inspectors. And who was Iran's lead negotiator then? Well, Hassan Rouhani, the man who's now president.
Right.
In those days, the Bush administration held out for elimination of enrichment. And since then, Iran has gone to almost 18,000 centrifuges. So the stakes are much higher, but the issues do remain very similar.
And Peter, we're not expecting John Kerry, the Secretary of State, to be at these talks. Is that right?
Not so far. We're not expecting that. The major shift on the Iranian side has been the shift of the nuclear file from Iran's National Security Council to the Foreign Ministry. And so Mohammad Javad Zarif, the pragmatist foreign minister, will be leading their delegation. Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi will be a key player. Some disappointment on the Iranian side that the U.S. hasn't responded by elevating the head of that delegation. But we'll see what happens.
NPR international correspondent Peter Kenyon joining us from Geneva. Peter, thanks.
You're welcome, Jeremy.